Volume 1, Number 6, Spring 2011, WLBPD at AADL News. Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL. 734-327-4224 or WLBPD at AADL.org. Anniversaries to celebrate. On March 3, 2011, the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, and the Library of Congress's Talking Book and Braille program will celebrate 80 years of helping visually impaired and physically handicapped individuals enjoy reading their favorite books and magazines. This free library program brings reading materials in digital, audio, and braille formats straight to the homes of patrons, from preschoolers to centenarians. Books on digital cartridge, digital talking book players, and braille books are sent to patrons via the U.S. mail at no cost to users. People who sign up with the program also have the option of downloading books and magazines over the internet in audio or braille format. Talking books offer a wonderful opportunity for anyone who cannot use regular print materials because of blindness or a physical handicap, says NLS Director Kurt Kilk. For 80 years, this service has been a priceless gift. The NLS collection of more than 400,000 titles of bestsellers, classics, biographies, romance, and other genres delight even the most selective readers. Magazine lovers enjoy free subscriptions to more than 40 periodicals in audio format, including Consumer Reports, National Geographic, and Sports Illustrated for Kids, and 30 periodicals in Braille, such as Ladies' Home Journal, ESPN The Magazine, and the New York Times Large Print Weekly. The NLS program also keeps pace with the latest book titles, adding 2,500 annually. Patrons learn of new releases through two bi-monthly magazines, Talking Book Topics and Braille Book Review. Patrons are served locally through a national network of cooperating libraries. Beginning with just 19 libraries in 1931, the NLS network today includes 113 libraries throughout the United States and its territories. Congress appropriates funds annually to the Library of Congress for the NLS program, while regional and sub-regional libraries receive financial support from federal, state, and local sources. U.S. residents and citizens living abroad whose blindness or physical handicap makes reading regular printed matter difficult may be eligible to participate in the Audio and Braille Books program. By law, priority is given to U.S. military veterans. Those interested in learning more or signing up may call 734-327-4224 or visit wlbpd.aadl.org. On February 2, 2011, WLBPD at AADL celebrated 2 years of service to the community. To learn about the services offered through WLBPD at AADL, just visit wlbpd.aadl.org. Upcoming events at AADL. The following is a list of several upcoming events offered at AADL. Please call 734-327-4200, press option number 3, or visit aadl.org/events for a complete list of events. In Like a Lion, Out Like a Lab. Wednesday, March 2nd, 11 to 11:30 a.m., Downtown Library, Youth Story Corner, ages 2 to 5 years. Meet Colby, the service dog. Mary Rodrigue and her service dog, Colby, will be at the Downtown Library for catchy canine tales, songs, and a demonstration of Colby's talents. Musician Chris Valillo presents the concert Abraham Lincoln in Song, Friday, March 4, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Downtown Library, Multipurpose Room. With a combination of narrative, storytelling, and music, musician and folklorist Chris Valillo tells Lincoln's story of his life and times in Lincoln's own words with contemporary folk music and period folk songs. Chris's concert sheds light on one of our nation's most beloved historical figures, not only as a remarkable leader, but as a man who knew and loved this very music himself. Job Skills Workshop for the Blind. Seeking, securing, and surviving employment as a blind individual in the 21st century. Saturday, March 12, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Downtown Library, 4th floor meeting room. Michigan is proud to be among the first states to participate in providing job opportunities for people who are blind through the Business Enterprise Program. Larry Poussant, president of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, of Michigan, will discuss working in the Business Enterprise Program. Other presentations include resume writing, interviewing, working in customer service, working in the area of blind rehabilitation, working as a blind lawyer, and managing employment through all stages of vision loss. Presenters and panelists who themselves are blind include human resources professional Gwyn Jennings, Michael Powell, VP of NFB of Michigan, Fred Wurzel, President Emeritus, NFB of Michigan, Christine Boone, JD, VP of D. Boone Consultants, LLC, a company specializing in blindness rehabilitation, ADA compliance, and workplace training in safety, security, and employee relations, and Terry Wilcox, President, Ann Arbor Chapter, NFB, and Secretary of the NFB of Michigan. All blind and low-vision job seekers are welcome to attend this day-long workshop. A light lunch will be served. The workshop is presented by the Ann Arbor Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind and the Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL. Film, Going Blind, Saturday, March 26, 1 to 2:30 p.m., Traverwood Branch. This documentary film increases public awareness of sight loss and low vision issues profoundly affecting the lives of more and more people and those who love them. Documentary film director and journalist Joe Lovett has glaucoma. In his concern about how to deal with vision loss, Joe began talking with people who have already lost their sight through diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration, infection, and accidents. Going Blind interweaves Joe's story with the stories of others to whom he looks for guidance. The result is a film that encourages and inspires people to take action to preserve, prolong, and maximize the precious gift of sight. Women's History Month event, The Woman I Am, Storytelling and Music for Adults. Thursday, March 31st, 7 to 8 p.m., Downtown Library Multipurpose Room. On the last night of Women's History Month, storytellers Josie Barnes Parker and Laura Pershin Rayner will join musicians Betsy Beckerman and Sarah Melton Keller for an evening of funny and touching tales and tunes for adults. By sharing stories of personal experiences, Josie and Laura explore universal themes, while Sarah and Betsy mix it up with hammer dulcimer, guitar, and banjo tunes. Come spend a unique and humor-filled evening honoring Women's History Month. Save the date. Visions 2012, Wednesday, May 9th, 2012, Washtenaw Community College. WLBPD location and hours. The WLBPD collection is housed in the downtown Ann Arbor District Library at 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, at the corner of 5th Avenue and William Street. The library is open Monday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Library locations. Downtown, 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48104. Mallets Creek Branch, 3090 East Eisenhower Parkway, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48108. Pittsfield Branch, 2359 Oak Valley Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103. Traverwood Branch, 3333 Traverwood Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48105. West Branch, 2503 Jackson Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103.